You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Leviticus Overview. Vayikra, also known as Leviticus, means "and he called." It is the third book of the Torah. Vayikra contains 27 chapters and 859 verses. Vayikra is broken into 10 parshiot, weekly Torah readings. Parsha Vayikra is chapter 1 verse 1 through chapter 5 verse 26. It means "and he called." The topics are the rules of the offerings and the contamination of the sanctuary and its sanctities. Parsha Tzav is chapter 6 verse 1 through chapter 8 verse 36. It means "command." The topics include the taking of the ash and the altar fires, Kosherim, miscellaneous gifts to the Kohen, eating in a state of contamination, fat and blood, the parts and their order, consecration of the Kohanim, Aaron's immersion, investiture and anointment, the sin offering bull and the inauguration ram, and the 7 days of inauguration. Parsha Shemini, chapter 9, verse 1 through chapter 11, verse 47, means "eighth." Topics are the priestly service begins, Aaron's blessings and the divine presence, the death of Nadab and Abihu, the commandments to Aaron against intoxicants, the dispute between Moses and Aaron, laws of Kashrut, and the sanctity through Kashrut. Parsha Tazria, chapter 12, verse 1 through chapter 13, verse 59, means "she conceives." The topics include human contamination, childbirth and purification, and afflictions of garments. Parsha Metzora, chapter 14, verse 1 through chapter 15, verse 33, means "one being diseased." The topics include the stages of the Metzora's purification, Tzaras on houses and their purification, male and female discharges, and separation from contamination. Parsha Achrei, chapter 16, verse 1 through chapter 18, verse 30, means "after the death." Topics include the death of Aaron's sons and the Yom Kippur service, the eternal commandment of Yom Kippur, the service outside the tabernacle, prohibition against eating blood and instruction to cover blood, forbidden practices, traditions, and relationships, Moloch, and the holiness of the land. Parsha Kedoshim, chapter 19, verse 1 through chapter 20, verse 27, means "holy ones." The topics are holiness, rejected offerings, gifts to the poor, honest dealings with others, love your fellow, forbidden mixtures, designated maidservant, fruit trees, weights and measures, Moloch, penalties for forbidden relationships, the land and immorality, and holiness and kashrut. Parsha Emor, chapter 21, verse 1 through chapter 24, verse 23, means "speak." The topics are laws of the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol, safeguarding the sanctity of offerings and terumah, desecration and sanctification of God's name, the festivals, including Pesach, the Omer and Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot and Shemini Atzeret, the menorah, the showbread, and the blasphemer. Parsha Behar, chapter 25, verse 1 through chapter 26, verse 2, means "on the mount." Topics include Shemitah and Yovel, redemption of the land, Levite cities, preventing poverty, laws of Jewish and non-Jewish slaves, and command against making idols. Parsha Bechukote, chapter 26, verse 3 through chapter 27, verse 34, means "by my decrees." The topics are the miracles of blessing and curse, admonition, the series of punishments, gifts to the temple valuations, sanctification and redemption of animals, redemption of houses and fields, segregated property, and the tithe of animals. Thanks for listening to Leviticus Overview. Shalom.